We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Kyler Murray is officially off the free agency market after signing a one-year deal with the Vikings Thursday, according to NFL Network insiders Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. Murray joins a quarterback room with J.J. McCarthy as the two are expected to compete for the starting job in Minnesota. Murray will make $36.8 million next season, with the Cardinals paying all but the minimum salary. Elsewhere, new Miami quarterback Malik Willis was introduced on Thursday and said he wasn't prepared when he first entered the league in 2022, but has worked a lot over the last 4 years and is ready for his opportunity now. Meanwhile, quarterback Daniel Jones spoke after agreeing to a new two-year deal with the Colts and said he's on schedule with his rehab from a torn Achilles and is confident he'll be ready for week one. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Wendy's has a new Girl Scout Thin Mints Frosty Fusion, with Girl Scout Thin Mints cookie pieces, rich creamy frosty, and a mint chocolate cookie sauce. Which means Girl Scout Thin Mints and Wendy's Frosty, yeah, they're basically best friends now. It's like two delicious desserts just high-fived, snapped a few too many friendship selfies, and then rode a tandem bike down a never-ending road of mint chocolate frosty perfection. So, swing by Wendy's and try the new Thin Mints Frosty Fusion.
Limited time only at participating.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District cuts jobs to reduce budget deficit. Temporary burn suspension for San Luis Obispo County due to heat wave. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles School Board voted to cut positions from its budget in its meeting on Tuesday. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the district received a significant amount of grant funding that has now diminished. To reduce the budget deficit, the board began discussing job cuts in previous meetings. The number of jobs and type has changed since the February meeting based on public feedback that raised concerns over the lack of counselors for students. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus gave a presentation in response to this feedback on Tuesday's meeting, citing that while she agrees there is a need for therapeutic long-term counseling, school counselors are meant to provide short-term academic counseling. The board voted 4-1 on Tuesday's meeting to cut several positions, including some counselors, teacher positions, paraeducators, and others from across the district. Trustee Williams dissented, and trustees Kenny Ennie and Lauren McCoy were absent. The cuts total to about $2.2 million. The city of Atascadero has been recognized with the Excellence Award in Budgeting from the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers. The society is an organization dedicated to promoting excellence in government finance, honoring agencies whose budgeting documents meet rigorous standards for quality, transparency, and clarity. This award recognizes the city for its 2025-27 operating budget, highlighting the city's commitment to ensure both short-term and long-term fiscal responsibility. Mayor Charles Borbeau said this award underscores the city's unwavering commitment to responsible financial management and transparency. Temporary burn suspension for San Luis Obispo County due to heat wave. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo and County Air Pollution Control District are urging residents to take precautions as a heat wave moves into the Central Coast. Forecasted temperatures are projected to be above seasonal averages through June, with little rainfall expected through April. Grass and brush across the county will be drying out earlier than usual. In response to this risk, CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo has also declared a temporary burn suspension for all of San Luis Obispo County through the 15th. Statewide fire potential is forecast to remain near normal through May, according to CAL FIRE, but is expected to increase in June. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo Battalion Chief said while live vegetation currently holds enough moisture to reduce the likelihood of wildfires in most areas right now, we still need the community's help. Use equipment safely, avoid parking in dry grass, and take steps to protect your home and your neighbors. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update regarding the death of a Goleta couple in Cambria that occurred on February 8th. 53-year-old John Ruskey and 49-year-old Kristen Ruskey were both found dead in a home on the 8100 block of Lone Palm Drive. The Sheriff's Office said their deaths did not appear to be suspicious. Following an autopsy and toxicology report, the coroner has determined their deaths were accidental, caused by the toxic effects of carbon monoxide. The smoke detector in their room was found to be disconnected. No further information is available at this time. A new playground is set to open at Georgia Brown Dual Immersion with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this afternoon at 2 p.m. Students, families, staff, and community members are all invited to attend the celebration and see the new play space. Funding for the playground came from Measure M, the local school bond approved to improve facilities across the district's campuses. The space creates new opportunities for students to build friendships, develop motor skills, and enjoy the time outdoors during recess and other school activities. The County District Attorney's Office and law enforcement professionals from across the state are urging California residents to contact their elected state assembly member and state senator to pass Assembly Bill 46. AB 46 closes dangerous loopholes in the penal code by restoring judges' discretion to deny diversion to violent and high-risk offenders while ensuring meaningful treatment for those who truly suffer from mental illness. Mental health diversion under Penal Code Section 1001.36, according to the DA's office, was intended to offer treatment instead of incarceration to individuals whose mental illness significantly contributed to their behavior. However, limitations now require judges to grant diversion once again once certain criteria are met, even in serious and violent cases. AB 46, according to the DA's office, would allow courts to consider whether a defendant poses a substantial and undue risk and whether treatment is clinically appropriate. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Bulls 142-130, the Nuggets over the Spurs 136-131, the Thunder beat the Celtics 104-102, the Hawks over the Nets 108-97, the Mavericks beat the Grizzlies 120-112. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Bulls, and the Warriors will go against the Timberwolves. In California news, spring is still officially a week away, and California is set to experience a summer-like heat wave. California's temperatures in the southern area are set to reach 90 degrees this next week, about 20 degrees warmer than it ordinarily should be this time of year for California. Officials are urging residents, especially those who work outdoors, to drink plenty of fluids and limit outdoor activities if possible. About a month since the trial began, 12 jurors will deliberate this morning on whether social media companies can be held liable for harms caused to children using their platforms. The trial was brought forward by a 20-year-old woman who alleges the platforms deliberately addict children to their use. Local news was sponsored by The Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. It can be easy in production agriculture to assume that more production equals more profit. But that all depends on how much you're having to invest to achieve that productivity. Rancher Glenn Elzinga started with 7 cows and 60 acres in central Idaho. Now, decades later, he's grown his operation to one that can provide jobs for his grown children by focusing on profit first.
We want to be ultimately profitable. So that meant that we had to hack ways of doing that. And that would be my number one place of advice for people who are in agriculture or even people starting out is whenever you do something, ask the question, is this going to have an ROI? Not in production. It might make us more productive, but it might not make us more profitable. And that's the key question we get asked with everything we do. You got to overturn your entire business. I mean, it might be thinking about where you're getting your bulls or how you're doing your bulls. It might be making hay. It might be when you calve. All those things, we have to ask those questions and say, that's not going to make us money. Even though it's the traditional way to do it. It's the way people have been doing it for, you know, multi-generations now.
Elzinga didn't just grow his acreage and his cattle herd. He expanded the amount of value he was able to capture with his production by doing what he calls vertical stacking of enterprises.
If you're looking for adaptable bulls that are raised with a commercial cowman in mind, attend the Elk Angus Bull Sale Tuesday, March 17th at Buffalo Livestock Marketing in Wyoming. Selling are over 50 range-ready bulls raised in the rocks and sagebrush at the base of the Bighorns. Highlights include Sons of Elk Trophy Class, Ellington Promised Land, Diamond M, Ranahan 111, and more. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also carried live on DV Auction. Youth donation heifer to be given to a kid who attends sale day. For more information, including catalog and videos, visit elkangus.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rvauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rvauction.com/Los Angeles.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my bone, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Make some
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After a short-lived increase during the pandemic, California's processing tomato acreage is set to decline for a third consecutive year. The state's tomato processors plan to contract for 9.8 million tons from 185,000 acres this year, down from about 11% from the 11 million tons processors asked for last year, according to a January report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If processors' intentions remain unchanged, those figures would make the tonnage contracted from growers this year the lowest since 2005. And it would mark the first time in more than half a century that farmers in California plant fewer than 200,000 acres of processing tomatoes. Falling demand comes as a blow to farmers. In recent years, processing tomatoes were one of the few row crops that were generally profitable for growers. It hurts us like I think it probably hurts every other tomato grower, Yolo County farmer Bruce Rominger said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with no injuries at 12486 River Road, just west of Park Hill. CHP says that this vehicle went through a fence and that there are no injuries or traffic hazards involved in the incident. Again, there's a traffic collision with no injuries at 12486 River Road west of Park Hill with no injuries or traffic hazards reported. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero, one designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, mostly sunny Friday. Low 80s Sunday, mid 80s Monday. Low 90s Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 92 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More jobs opened up than expected in January. The Labor Department's Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 6.9 million available jobs on the last business day of January, more than expected, and up from December, which had been revised higher to 6.6 million. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment reading for March came in at 55. It suggests those responding are less confident than recent weeks. The gross domestic product for the fourth quarter of last year rose just 0.7%. For the year ending in January, the PCE inflation reading moved down to 2.8%. Excluding food and energy, though, it rose slightly to 3.1%. Crude oil prices eased slightly and stocks moved higher today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County.
They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it is Darcia. She's going solo. Kenny's out of town, so that's open by Friday. Tomorrow morning at 6:05, it is Pure Country, and then Diane's out. I'll be in for a couple hours of wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's in with Shifting Gears. And Gary Brill in the spotlight will be Neil Sedaka, who wrote over 500 songs, had many hits in the late 50s, early 60s. He just passed away a couple of weeks ago, so he will be in the spotlight all here on KPRL.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the early 1870s, the Younger Brothers were one of the premier outlaw gangs. To capture them, the Pinkertons were put on their trail. When members of the two groups met, the outcome was interesting. The four younger brothers had been creating havoc in and around Missouri for a number of years when the railroads hired the Pinkerton Detective Agency to get them. Because the youngers normally committed their crimes in pairs, the Pinkertons chased after them in similar groups. It was just a matter of time before the two groups met up, and that time was March 17, 1874. John and Jim Younger were having dinner at the Snuffer's home when two men rode up. The Youngers climbed into the attic while Mr. Snuffer answered the door. The men said they were cattle buyers looking for the home of a Mrs. Sims. When they rode off, they went in the wrong direction. John Younger was suspicious, so he and brother Jim followed the cattle buyers. A short distance from the Snuffer home, the Youngers caught up with the strangers. John Younger covered the two men with a double-barrel shotgun. Incidentally, these men were Lewis Law and Ed Daniels, two Pinkerton agents. The two agents were disarmed, but when John was distracted, Law pulled another pistol and shot John Younger in the neck. John responded with his shotgun. Agent Daniels attempted to ride away, but Jim Younger shot him dead. When the dust settled, Agent Daniels and John Younger were dead. Agent Law had buckshot in his shoulder and arm. Although Law was on the mend, a few days later he mysteriously died. His death may have been a ruse to make sure he didn't become a victim of the Youngers' vengeance. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Things are growing, and Blakes Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blakes for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blakes. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County District Attorney's Office and law enforcement professionals from across the state are urging California residents to contact their elected state assembly member and state senator to pass Assembly Bill 46. The bill would allow courts to consider whether a defendant poses a substantial and undue risk and decide whether they should receive incarceration or treatment. The County Sheriff's Office has released an update regarding the death of a Goleta couple in Cambria that occurred on February 8th. 53-year-old John Ruskey and 49-year-old Kristen Ruskey were both found dead in the home on the 8100 block of Lone Palm Drive in Cambria. The coroner has determined their deaths were accidental, caused by carbon monoxide poisoning. The smoke detector in their room was found to be disconnected. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa, the Pentagon, providing an update on Operation Epic Fury.
We know the new so-called not-so-supreme leader is wounded and likely disfigured.
At Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth adding Iran's leadership has gone underground. The top U.S. General, Dan Kane, describes the operation in the Strait of Hormuz.
They're continuing to destroy the Iranian Navy to ensure freedom of navigation. And this means going after Iran's mine-laying capability and destroying their ability to attack commercial vessels.
U.S. Central Command confirms four of the six crew members in an accident in the skies are dead.
This crash in Iraq was a refueling plane, and officials are clear to say there was no enemy fire involved, no friendly fire involved.
And it's Fox's Steve Harrigan on the border between Armenia and Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes, so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers. A mother-daughter team, Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews, will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series, which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine. Low 80s on your Friday and some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. Clouds and sunshine again on Saturday with highs in the low 80s. And sure, why not? Let's do it again on Sunday. Then Monday, mid-80s. Then low 90s. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 6 up and down. 7:17 a.m., 7:09 p.m., we are at 46. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Once again, sound off this afternoon. Darsh is flying solo. Kenny's out of town, so that's open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need them, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL.
It's a real thing, in the back of your mind, what you're hoping to find, is a real thing. The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, a wellness place. It's a they're found in many locations. It's for rejuvenation, stress reduction, and other things as well to improve mental health, allowing individuals to meditate, pray, stretch, or manage health issues like migraines, ultimately increasing focus and productivity. Well, I don't know how long they've been in use in schools, but the productivity doesn't seem to be working very well based on the grades that we get. But I did get an email here from someone. My daughter is in her second year at a top-ranked law school in Florida. She's doing well, despite not taking drugs or claiming any disability for extra time on exams. About 70% of her fellow students get 50% or more time on tests based on claiming some sort of disability, and most of the kids are on some kind of psycho drug. Complaints about this policy go nowhere as the ABA pushes it. Same thing is probably going on at other law schools. Problems in our judiciary system will only get worse if this is not corrected. Chris, it's not that long ago that you were in college. Did you know of any program or any policy where you would be able to take longer on tests based on some kind of disability?
I mean, I think they existed, but I didn't encounter any students who needed them personally.
So, do you know how it would work? Simply that so you had an hour to get this test done, so based on whatever, you would get more time, right? That's simple.
Right. The simplest example I can think of is somebody has a disability that makes it difficult for them to write.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the email regarding that. It is that for those just joining us that the school district, they're cutting their budget, but the middle school will retain grade level counselors as well as a wellness room counselor, funding between the site and the district, okay? And the school will also retain a full-time psychologist. That's according to the district and so forth. Again, you know, the caller from last hour, and this is, you know, for those maybe not even that long ago when you went to school, let me see here. The cuts also included 4.8 full-time equivalent behavioral paraeducators, one food service worker, one IT worker, one vocational nurse, 9.6 full-time equivalent paraeducators, 0.9 something full-time equivalent ASL interpreters, and 0.75 full-time equivalent paraeducators, and reduction in hours for an expanded learning opportunities programs. Okay, so what is a paraeducator? Well, according to my buddy Al, also known as a paraprofessional, teacher's aide or assistant, is an educational professional who works under the supervision of licensed teachers to provide instruction, behavioral support, and personalized attention to students. And according to this, they are essential in creating inclusive classrooms, assisting with special education needs, and managing classroom routines to enhance students' learning. Again, depending on when you went to school or maybe even where you went to school, I think we had one guidance counselor, and I don't remember a teacher's aide at all. I simply don't. Lee, if you're listening, you would probably remember more than I do would, because you were a much better student and more attentive than I was. I don't know. And the guidance counselor, I think the only time I went to a guidance counselor was, had to do with the SAT stuff. That was it. Did you use a guidance counselor much?
What's a guidance counselor again?
They guide you.
I guess my question should be an answer in and of itself.
I guess you, again, from my memory is, I don't know, troubles with Claire or something like that. I just don't remember, other than I went to, I don't even remember the person's name, for some questions regarding the SAT tests and college entrance. And that was it. So did they have, so you never went to one?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I had AP classes, so a lot of our teachers were incredibly helpful in discussing and helping us understand things like the SAT and college prep. We didn't have to go to a separate guidance counselor for it.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. Well, if any of you remember, please indulge us, because I've forgotten, or I just don't remember what the main purpose, and obviously wasn't paying attention to how many kids may have gone there, because I don't think I went until I was a junior in high school. I'm pretty sure about that. So anyway, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL, and someone did. Hi, good morning.
I don't know why no school people call in and explain this stuff, but I think I know from just going to the meetings.
That what?
I think I know what a wellness room is just from going to the meetings, but I have to put my spin on it to explain it. They've done such a good job of terrifying these kids about Nazis running the government, global warming, gender dysphoria, that the kids are now allowed to just get up during class and walk down to this little happy space room with some happy teacher in there who's trained to teach them how to just breathe and relax, or you're going to be fine, and they can stay there as long as they want until they feel safe again to go back to their class. That's what a wellness room is.
All right, again, forgive me for being a dinosaur, but what are your parents for anymore?
The school has determined your parents are bad, and they need to step in between you and your parents and do better for you. You need to be protected from your parents. That's part of what I tried to. That's what the teachers' union and the superintendent at PASO tried to convince me. The reason that's their motivation is because they can't trust the parents. The parents are bad. They'll hurt the kids. They need to take care of. They need to protect the kids from the parents. That's the point of view. I don't know. You'd think, and there are good parents, I guess, if you look around, you know, on the baseball team, you know, you'll see good parents sitting up in the bleachers. But a lot of times, like in politics, we just don't mingle. So the bad are there, and the bad are who we're talking about, not the bad parent. Gosh darn it.
Well, you know, a couple of things there. One is, just because a parent sits in the bleachers for whatever event the kid has doesn't mean they're a good parent.
Right. That's just where I ran into my last group of
But good what parents. I'm getting at is, or trying to anyway, is Okay, so, you know, as you mentioned, that the kids are becoming terrified of the Nazis running the country, all this other type of stuff. Don't your parents notice mood changes or things in the way you're slinking around the house or something like that, and then say, you know, we have to have, you know, let's have a talk, or, you know, something along those lines? I mean, I realize that that's old school now, but... You're that's what your parents are there for, not some stranger sitting in a damn room supported by the taxpayers because you're frightened about something.
Right.
Again, I'm just from, you know, the way that we were, or some of us were raised, that's what my parents were there for, or even my older brother or sister.
Yep. Like that song we talked about a couple of weeks ago, it's the undeniable truth.
Right, it's,
you know what I mean?
It's sad.
It is. But, you know, that's the way it is right now. It's a happy space that a kid can get up and walk to and just go in there and say, I'm just having an anxiety attack. And I don't know how real it is, and I don't know enough to make a decision here. And the earlier caller was pretty, I laughed at his just man up, you know, these kids are being coddled. I don't know what the answer is. I'd have to really, if I had to make a decision here, I'd have to really sit down and get some, you know, really make a good decision here. I don't know enough to judge here, but that's what a wellness room is. I think it's important.
Okay, would it be too harsh to say, deal with it?
No. I used to love that, and I look at coaches that used to say, rub dirt on it. Now, there's a point where as a kid, you're like, oh, I guess I am okay. Or if you go, oh, my God, oh, you're so hurt, then you'll cry for a long time. So there is a realization to just manning up, or however you said it, that is a good solution. I mean, that does work. I don't know. I just don't know enough to know if that works for everybody or if if this is bad or good. But that's what a wellness room is. I just thought I'd call and share.
Well, one of the things that the caller last hour mentioned was about the helicoptering of the, and he specifically said mothers. Now, if you ever go to a playground and you watch kids, and kids are going to fall down and so forth and so on, and what happens a lot of times when kids fall down, and or they bump their head?
They stop to realize what's going on. Yeah, how hurt am I?
They start to cry in many instances. But one of the things that they do is they react to the parents who see it. Because,
exactly.
I noticed this years ago that, so the kid falls down, he falls off the swing or the horse or whatever it was, and then they look over at mom, and mom says, are you okay? And then the waterfalls start.
You know what it made me think of last hour, too, when he was talking about helicopter parents?
Mm-hmm.
Almost, and I'm going to anger some people across the street from the high school. But there's, it looks to me like about 80% women over there, and they're running the show. And so women and men maybe are different, in my opinion, in that one is more nurturing, the other's a little more rub dirt on it. And so they're running the show over there. That's, the staff is almost all female, and they're calling the shots. So if you want, run over there across the street from the high school and just say, why do we need a wellness center? Why can't we just tell them to toughen up and see what they say?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Let's see here on the email. School, my guidance counselor was a big wooden paddle in the vice principal's office. You must have had the same vice principal as we did there at Wagner. Mamie S. Wagner High School on Hubbard's Lane in Louisville, Kentucky, or St. Matthews, Kentucky. Yeah, Mr. Hoke, I think was his name. He had the wooden paddle. And it was interesting, you know, again, looking back, and I realized because it's more prevalent now in the United States, where the connection with the military isn't what it once was, meaning that you don't have as many people who have connections through family, etc., of people who served in the military. And you have a very low percentage now of people who are serving in public office who served in the military. This has changed dramatically in the last 15 years. I remember Jim Bohannon used to talk about it quite a bit on his show. But I remember in school that a lot of our male teachers all served in the Marines or the Army. I remember Mr. Day was in World War II. Then we had some other guys that were no-nonsense teachers who served in probably Vietnam. And again, you did not mess with these guys. And I'm not saying that they, you know, that they were, you know, thugs or anything. You just knew that you didn't mess with them by the way they carried themselves and the discipline and the rules they would lay down when you came in the classroom. They weren't going to take any guff from some punky kid. Hi, good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to add my opinion, I think, of the wellness room, whatever, is to keep kids calm so they don't bring guns to school.
That's the reason?
One of the reasons, yeah.
Well, what if they don't feel right before they come to school?
Well, it's the parents' job, but you know how that goes.
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. It's the parents' job.
Right. Right. Well, that's why they have to have that at the school, I guess, because it's not being taken care of at home. It was just a thought.
All right. Well, thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. Well, again, anything I've seen on here is rejuvenation, nursing, stress reduction, comfortable seating, dimmable lights, calming yoga mats, massage chairs, et cetera, et cetera. Also used for taking medication, short naps, or quiet, mindful moments. There is nothing in here about guns. This is to help students regulate emotions and in offices to support employee mental well-being. Okay. I'm just wondering if you've got somebody that's working for you, and they and if you have one of these, because I'm assuming it's in large businesses, and they keep need to be going into this wellness room or Disneyland. Wonder what their length of employment will eventually be. All right, let's see here as we wind it down on this Friday edition. Can't, folks, when you're from a different era, this stuff is just many adjectives to use. Let's see here. Today is National Good Samaritan Day, so Chris, go out and do something that's kind towards somebody.
Well, I'll keep that in mind if I see somebody who needs help.
Okay, let's see here. What else do we have? The day in history. 1968, the United States Army killed 6,000 sheep with nerve gas. Okay.
What did the sheep do?
They accidentally did it.
Oh, okay.
But the United States Army denied it for 30 years until finally admitting they had known all along that they had caused it. An Army aircraft was flying nerve gas over the Dugway proving grounds with chemicals, and that's what happened, and the goats were gone. No, no, since they took 30 years to finally fess up if they ever compensated. And also, I missed this on the birthday list today, and my apologies. The birthday of cartoon character Donald Duck.
That was a pretty good duck sound. Nice job.
All right. 1934. Donald, happy birthday, 1949. However, Disney celebrates his birthday as June 9th, 1934, which is the debt of the film. A debut, rather, the Wise Little Hen, but this one says 1934, so they'll have to take it up with the Disney people. But happy birthday to Donald Duck. That's it. Daffy was my favorite duck.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Bass Robles School Board voted to cut positions from its budget in the Tuesday meeting. The board voted 4-1 to cut teacher, counselor, paraeducator, and other positions from across the district. Trustee Williams dissented, and trustees Annie and McCoy were absent. City of Atascadero has been recognized with the Excellence Award in Budgeting from the California Society of Municipal Finance Officers. They're an organization dedicated to promoting excellence in government finance, honoring agencies whose budgeting documents meet rigorous standards for quality, transparency, and clarity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Darsha's going solo this afternoon on Open Mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. And tomorrow morning, 6:05, Pure Country. I'll be in for Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in fixing vehicles, and Gary Brill. Jukebox, Spotlight, Neil Sedaka, who just passed away a couple of weeks ago. Enjoy your weekend and the events. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.